following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
Oh my God.
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord, Carol the Cat, the Giddy Geeker, and Tiffany the Technician.
AKA Davey.
The time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
And now, damn right they shot first, the hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
A special movie-filled edition!
Yes! We're calling this Hail Deadpool the Eagle.
Okay.
Alright, like so we got to see three advanced screenings thanks to our friends at Allied. Thank you!
Thank you, guys.
And Marvel and all the other theaters. But we got to see Hail Caesar on Tuesday, Eddie the Eagle on Wednesday, and we got to see Deadpool tonight.
Ooh, thank you, Fox.
So, Hail Caesar. I think it was just you and I that saw it here in the office. We've got Davey in our office today. This is a mobile office, other AKA Starnslord's vehicle.
Starnslord, Santa Fe.
Okay. So Hail Caesar, Coen Brothers movie. I thought it was good. Carol went to the wrong theater.
I did, well, you know.
Yeah.
But the did other you see a movie at the other theater?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there was a screening there, and I was like, okay, so this is a long line, and I thought they had entered, but it was for something completely different.
Okay, now for something completely
goodness.
Different.
Yeah.
But so, Hail Caesar, what did you think of it, Starnslord?
I thought it was really funny, and I always get kind of scared when there's a lot of stars in one movie.
Right.
But with the Coen Brothers, I should not have feared, because they produced, wrote, and directed like they normally do. But it was kind of cool because it was like the movies inside of movies.
Yeah.
So you got to see what they might do, or at least make fun of with a big Bible epic. Which, face it, they're not going to do that movie. But
yeah, yeah.
You get to see this little, like a musical. You get to see these little things. So I like that.
Yeah, it was a very cool movie. And I think the biggest thing to remember is this is not a long, drawn-out plot. This is a snippet of time over the course of 24, 36 hours of the life of one person placed by Josh Brolin and all the crazy people that come in and out of it.
Yeah.
The thing that I love the most about this movie is that even if somebody only had two lines, each cameo was significant and impressionable. So I laughed the whole time, and I really enjoyed it. It does end rather abruptly, but that was a Coen movie thing, so I thought it was good. But moving on.
Let's move on.
Eddie the Eagle. Eddie the Eagle. So,
yesterday.
True confessions.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of wasn't sure about it walking in. Thought maybe it would be a little bit of a fluff piece.
Yeah.
I laughed, I cried, I almost ripped your arm off.
You did? Yeah, it's kind of strange because I saw it was going to be produced by the folks that did The Kingsman. And I was like, huh, this
it's
seems...
It's actually directed by the guy who directed The Kingsman too.
Yeah, Matt Vaughn, I think. Was it Matt Vaughn? Yeah. And it was just, I thought, well, that's kind of odd. It doesn't seem like it'd be that type of movie, but...
Right.
Tell us who that actor is.
Taron Egerton, is that?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
He played the main character in The Kingsman, not Colin Firth's character, obviously. But he also played Eddie Edwards, who was a 1988 British Olympic
ski jumper.
And it was an amazing story. I thought very well done, and I truly enjoyed it. And it's very much a British produced, acted kind of film, but I thought it was great. And if you want to see a movie now, it is PG-13. They do talk about sex. They do talk. They do.
You get to see Hugh Jackman make an O face.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, you're not actually going to see any sex scenes per se. Well, kind of.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say a 12-year-old could see that movie and be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. A mature 12-year-old.
I'm going out there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's definitely, it would be a worthwhile. The message is amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, the important thing is to do it. So.
Yeah, that one really surprised me. I thought it was really well acted, and the scenes were just great. You could really get a sense of, you know, he was, it seemed like he was really jumping, so they did a good job with that. So
yeah. What about you, Carol?
It's fun. I did think it was a bit of a fluff piece.
You did?
But it was a very well done fluff piece, yes.
Okay.
Having, you know, considering my age, I do remember the 1988 Olympics, and I actually remember.
I remembered it, too, when I saw it. I remembered it. Yeah.
But it was very well done, and nice fast pace. You don't feel the time, and it was a good movie.
It's definitely meant to be a feel-good movie. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that. But there was more substance to the feel-good than I thought would be there, so that was kind of cool.
It was kind of neat. To see it on film, I have actually been to Calgary, and they still have that site open, and people can ski. Now, they can't do the long the long jump ski type of stuff, but people still ski around there, and so it was kind of neat. I actually was like, oh yeah, I've been there. That's pretty cool. But,
and then of course the big one.
Oh,
ow.
Oh, Davey, you haven't been able to talk yet, so. Davey is joining us all the way from GPR, baby.
That's right.
From Gallifrey.
Yes.
Yes.
So Deadpool.
Yeah.
No spoilers. We'll try to keep it as spoiler-free as possible.
I don't think it's a spoiler to say it's filled with sex, drugs, and
rock and roll.
Woo.
Yeah. Davey.
And cursing. Lots of cursing.
I will say it probably had the best opening credits I have ever seen on a film. Yes. And that's
so true.
To say a lot, because I watch lots of movies.
Yeah.
And that by far is probably in my top three favorite openings of all time.
Yeah. I think the thing I love the best about the movie is, in spite of all the trailers that I've watched, everything you saw in the trailers was truly kind of in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then the whole movie was still amazing. Where some trailers, it's like they actually show the ending because they can't come up with enough good things to show. And I laughed the whole time.
Oh. Yes, there's lots of inside jokes on this one.
Lots of inside jokes.
Much like the comic book, he breaks the fourth wall and then breaks the fourth wall.
Yes. So, that's like what? 16 walls?
60 walls.
I thought it was really well acted. I think Ryan Reynolds is perfect for this part.
Oh my God.
Absolutely.
Like, so good.
And the writers were the real star, I think, because the jokes were just fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, they nailed everything and they didn't pull punches, which I really liked.
Well, I think there's one person we're forgetting to thank here, and that's 20th Century Fox. They have finally done a good superhero film.
Yeah.
It only took them 9 films to give us a good superhero film, but they finally did it.
And stay to the end. There's a good Easter egg, and the credits, the credit animation's good, so it's all good. I will say this is a movie you have to see at least twice, because the first time, the audience is laughing too much, and you couldn't hear. The second, it had such a rhythm. It's like first joke landed, second joke, kind of couldn't hear it, third joke landed. So I'm anticipating.
This is a movie where the end happened, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's over already?
Yeah.
It really went very quickly.
Yeah.
It's 1 hour and 45 minutes, but it did not feel like 1 hour and 45 minutes.
No.
And I think it really kind of pulled from different types of Deadpool comics, some of the scenery and stuff, and the end was just, it reminded me when Jeff Darrow was doing some of the covers for one of the most recent Deadpool series, where just hyper detailed, and it was just really cool, yeah.
Guys,
good payoff,
all I have to say is, this is one of the best romantic comedies that you can take your day to.
Yes.
It has a nice warm feeling at the end.
Yeah.
And trust me, guys, you will get laid.
No kids, though. Don't take the kids.
Don't take the
no.
kids.
Yeah, no.
The kids are home for this.
This
one
is definitely not a kid movie.
This is a hard R.
This is,
hard
R. It was almost an NC-17.
It was.
No, they had to back it off.
Yeah. It was the bar scene.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, one of the bar scenes, they act. No, it wasn't that one.
Oh.
It was the two of them talking.
Oh.
They just let them sort of, from what I understand, ad lib it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And supposedly, we're going to get a director's cut on Blu-ray DVD that we will get to see the masterpiece in its entirety.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Hail Caesar, what would you say out of 10?
I'd say 7.5.
Yeah, I would say 7.58. Yeah. I would say Hobie Lockhart is the character. It's Aaron Eichenrich or whatever from Beautiful Creatures.
He steals a lot of the scenes.
Eddie the Eagle out of 10?
I would give it a 7.
I would give it probably, I'd probably give it a hard 8 because I laughed, I cried, I ripped his arm off. But But that's because I'm a sucker for Lifetime movies, too. And then Davey, Deadpool, out of 10.
God, I can't believe I'm saying this because, one, it's a Deadpool movie, which I never thought I'd be excited to see. Two, it's a Fox film that's a superhero film. And yes, some of the X-Men films were okay, but I mean, I can't forgive their Fantastic Fours. But honestly, I gotta say, this is a 10 for me.
Yeah, I would say, I would say count it down from 12.
Yeah, they did it right.
Well played.
They did it right. All right, so this is Starnes Lord, Giddy Geeker. And...
playing the part of Tiffany.
Spinderella.
Spinderella. Waking up one time.
That's right.
We're outie.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com.
We're not outie. We're Monday.
Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery.
I can't afford an outie.
At CLTGOG.
I have an indie.
Music used by Guardians of the Geekery.
Lock and
load.
Go steamy.
By Jens Hilsner.
Your nipple is hard.
Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution. Bueno International.
I'm going to be recording this.
Don't stop.
Believing.